touch on some of the lochas of the Dalet Minim. Many people will start searching for the Dalet Minim now during a Sesame Tshuva or shortly after Yom Kippur. So go through some quick points. Start with the lochas of the lulav. The lulav has to be, the Mor says, the lulav has to be 4 tefachim long, which adds up some of the area dealing with, this year we're dealing with the Rabbanans. You can be simuch, 16 inches would be preferred. That's referring to the actual shedra. The shedra is the thick green part of the lulav in the starts on the bottom till the last final leaf, till it reaches that point of the last leaf, which goes up to the top, breaks out from it, and goes up. That has to be preferably 16 inches tall. It's true that it has to be a little bit longer than that, because the point, the Mor says that it should be one tefach taller than your hadasim and your aravos. So you place your hadasim and aravos next to the lulav. You want to have one tefach of the shedra of the lulav, of the thick part of the lulav, still sticking up above that the hadasim and the aravos. So if you pick hadasim and aravos, which are more than 3 tefachim long, or you attach them higher than the bottom, you want to have your lulav extending beyond that. So you want a lulav preferably which is taller than that. The middle leaf, which now extends from the shedra and goes all the way up to the top, that's called the tiyamis. That's a very sensitive, and halacha that is a very sensitive leaf. If that leaf is split, the majority of it is split, the lulav is pasul. If the majority is not split, it is still kosher, but you're afraid as you shake it, it might actually extend. You're allowed to actually glue it before when it's still kosher to prevent it from splitting any further. So if you would have a leaf which is the majority is closed from the top point where the shedra ends and the leaf continues up, if the majority of that distance, for argument's sake, it was 8 inches long, so if 5 inches of that is closed, your lulav is kosher, but it might extend as you shake it, so you're allowed to glue it to make sure that it stays shut. Furthermore, even if a minimal amount of it is open, but it's open in a way which is clearly separated, which is known as hymnic, some compare it to the tines of a fork, where it's clearly separated, the two parts are separated from each other, or even one is going up straight and the other one is clearly leaning off to the side, so you clearly see a gap, so then it's also possible, even that's with a minimal amount. So that is something you have to be very careful about when you pick when you look at your lulav, you're looking at that top leaf, that it shouldn't be separated as such. Some people prefer to buy a lulav which has there's this brown covering, which is called kara, which grows with the natural way the lulav grows. It has this brown covering on top of it. Lulavim which have the kara on them, usually we can assume that the leaves are still closed. That holds the leaf together, so that guarantees that your leaf is closed. Some people therefore prefer to have that as they buy that. Some people, however, you have to be aware that part of the mitzvah of lulav is to do nanuim, the lulav should make a sound. The Medrash said the lulav sings out to Kadosh Baruch Hu as you make the nanuim, it sings out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If it can't make any sound, with the kara totally closed, it doesn't make any sound. So a person would have leaf kara on the middle leaf and open up some of the other leaves, so there would be sound being made, that also would be preferable when he does the nanuim. Those are the halachas of lulav. We'll talk about the other halachas in the coming few days. Shir's at 9:30. Have a good morning.